So first, I'm going to start with Uzair Sheikh, then Fadir Sheikh, and then I'm going to come. Number three is going to be Sayyid Khunbir Arham. Number four is Sayyid Nur Muhammad. Number five is going to be Sayyid Abiyan. Number six is going to be Muhammad Taha. Number seven is going to be Simra. Number eight is going to be Rushda Tabassum. Number nine is Bushra Anam. Number 10, Sayyid Nehan. Number 11, Taha Muhammad. No, Taha has already gone number six. So number 11 is going to be Rayan Sayyid. Number 12 is going to be Izian Sayyid. Number 13 is Sayyid Mehdi. Number 14 is Maryam Imran. Number 15 is Fatir Muhammad. Number 16 is Sayyida Ikra. Number 17 is Samiha Mehraj. Number 18 is Zoha Ahmed. And number 19 is Mohammed Sabur. Okay? So this is the order, guys. So let's start the session. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Thank you once again for all of you. To take part in this session. Asad bhai, Sakina is going to be, I'll put her name last of the list, okay? Inshallah. Asad bhai just joined, so I'll put Sakina's name in the last of the list, inshallah. So thank you once again, all of you, for taking part in this session. Before I start, I would like to welcome our guest of honor today, Mr. Muhammad Abdus Samad Saab. He is from Mehdavia Foundation, USA. So he has joined as a guest in this session to have a look in how this session runs, and also he's going to give his valuable feedback after the session. So inshallah, we can work on the feedback. So assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, Abdul Samad bhai.
Wa alaikum assalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Thank you for joining, Samad bhai. So yeah, we're going to start this session, Samad bhai. So this is how it works. We just to give you a heads up. Last month we had a session, and then for this month we gave a small task, not a task, but a small preparation thing for kids to speak on in the month of Shab, for the month of Shaban or and Ramadan, because these are one of the blessed months of our Islamic calendars. So yeah, so. This is how we're going to start the session now. So inshallah, we'll start with the first one. It's going to be Uzair Sheikh. So Uzair, please unmute your mic and start. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum
my name is Fuzail Sheikh. I'm going to be reciting Surat al-Humaz. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wailul li kulli humazatil lumaza. Alladhi سبو أن مالو أخلدا كلا لا ينبذن في الهدما وما أدراك ما الهدما نار الله موقدا في أمد التي تطلع على الأفئدة في أمد إنها لي مؤصدا في أمد ممددا.
ما شاء الله. Thank you, Zair. Also, just to quick on Abdul Samad bhai, the purpose of starting these sessions, we started back in 2023. It's been about 8 to 9 months now. So the purpose of starting the sessions is to, mashallah, all our kids, they are all talented. So they don't have any platform to showcase their talent, right? So this we want to make this as a platform where they can showcase their talent in Deen. Like they reciting surahs or sharing any hadith or any such any particular thing about Islam. So that was the main purpose. So alhamdulillah, so far it has been going very well, and hopefully inshallah in future also the sessions will run smoothly and successfully. So this was the main
Inshallah.
purpose. So I'll move on to the next one. Father Sheikh, please. Please unmute your mic and start, Father.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Surat Nas.
MashaAllah.
Kullu uzub rabbin nas, malikin nas, lahin nas, min sharril waswasil khannas, lazi yassasu fi sudurin nas, min al jannati wan nas.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Next, we'll move on to Sayyid Khunbir Arham. Please unmute and start.
Assalamu alaikum. Today I'm going to
Walaikum
recite
salam.
the following hadith on Ramzan, and I would also like to talk about the importance of Ramzan in Islam. Hadith narrated by Hazrat Abu Hurairah Razi Lautan Anahu in Sahih al-Bukhari, book number 30 and hadith number 9. Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the gates of heaven open, the gates of, when the month of Ramzan starts, the gates of heaven are opened, the gates of hell are closed, and the devils are chained. Importance of Ramzan in Islam. Ramzan is the most precious month of the Islamic calendar, and it is compulsory for the Muslims to fast during this month. Here are some interesting facts that represent the importance of Ramzan in Islam. Fact 1. The Holy Quran was first revealed in Ramzan. Fact 2. Fasting is the fourth pillar of Islam among the five. Fact 3. Fasting helps us to perform actions which please Allah from and refrain from those actions that displease Him. Fact 4. Ramzan is known to be the month of the Holy Quran. It is highly recommended to read and study the Holy Quran and to share with others. Fact 5. The night of decree or the night of power, Laylatul Qadr, is also in this month, which is even better than praying for 1,000 months. Fact 6. Umrah in Ramzan is equivalent to Hajj. Fact 7. Muslims observe itikaf, residing in the mosque for worship in the Ramzan, especially for the last 10 days of this month. Fact 8. It is a very rewarding act to offer iftar, sunset meal to break fast to those who are fasting. Thank you.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. MashaAllah, well done, Sayyid Khunmir.
MashaAllah, that's really nice, MashaAllah.
We'll move on to the fourth one, Sayyid Noor Muhammad.
Assalamualaikum.
Walaikum Assalam.
I am going to recite Surah Fatihah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Surah Fatiha. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Malikim Yawmiddin. Wa iyyaka. Iyyaka na'budu nasta'in. Wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim walad-dallin. Ameen.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah.
This is first time, so inshallah he'll be.
Hello, MashaAllah. Well done, well done. So next one, we'll move to Sayyid Abiyan, please.
Assalamu alaikum. Today I will be introducing Ramadan, highlighting fascinating aspects of the sacred month and detailing the practices observed during this period. Ramadan, a sacred period in Islam, represents a time of spiritual reflection and communal solidarity. This holy month summarizes practices of fasting, prayer, and acts of charity. And generosity within individuals and communities. As believers engage in worship and reflection, Ramadan serves as a transformative journey towards purifying the soul, seeking forgiveness, and deepening connections with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic lunar calendar, observed by Muslims worldwide as a month of fasting, prayer, reflection, and community. It is a time of spiritual discipline and increased devotion, where Muslims refrain from eating, drinking, and engaging in negative behaviors from dawn until sunset. The fast is broken each evening with a meal called iftar, often shared with family and friends, fostering a sense of unity and generosity within the community. One hadith about the month of Ramadan. The Messenger of Allah said, "On the first night of the month of Ramadan, the shaitan are shackled, the jinns are restrained, the gates of fires are shut, the gates of paradise are opened, and a caller calls, 'O seeker of the God, come near, and O seeker of evil, stop. For there are those whom Allah frees from the fire, and that is every night.'" Jazakallahu khair for listening.
MashaAllah, well done. Well done, Abhiyan. MashaAllah. Also, can I request request boys can share their videos when reciting, if they want to. It's not mandatory, but if they want to, they can share the video also. So next, we'll move on to Muhammad Taha.
Sorry, I will do it next time. Inshallah.
Inshallah. Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Today I will talk to you about the preparation for Ramadan. So we should start preparing for Ramadan enthusiastically and should respond wholeheartedly to call to excel and good deeds. Things we should do for Ramadan. We should fast in the first half of Shaaban. This could make up the missed fast of the previous Ramadan. After the 15th of Shaaban, you should stop fasting to conserve your body's energy in preparation for Ramadan. We should read books or listen to lectures to educate ourselves about Ramadan so we can fast and worship with proper etiquettes and conditions. We should speak to our family, friends and neighbors about Ramadan to help them prepare for it. We should spread knowledge about Ramadan by distributing booklets or giving them gifts. We should clean our house and organize our belongings. We should complete all important tasks before Ramadan. We should set aside money and other items we intend to give to charity. We should make a to-do list of everyday household chores. We should set goals for different acts of worship and allocate specific times for them. We should spend most of our time in worship, minimize time spent on fulfilling personal needs, and avoid all important activities. Jazakallah khair for listening.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Well done.
Thank you.
Next, I would like to call Simra Imran.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, inshallah, my name is Simra and I'm 8 years old. And today, inshallah, I'm going to recite Surah Al-Bayyinah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة. رسول من الله يتلو صحفا مطهرة فيها كتب قيمة وما تفرق الذين أوتوا الكتاب إلا من بعد ما جاءتهم البينة وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة إن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين في نار جهنم خالدين فيها أولئك هم شر البرية. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك هم خير البرية. جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك من الخشي ربه.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله، well done well done.
ما شاء الله
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله.
Next we'll move on to Rushda Tabassum, please.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Rushda. I'll be talking about the thieves of the month of Ramadan. My first point would be television, YouTube and Netflix. This thief is dangerous and ruins the day of people and diminishes their rewards. By watching useless movies and programs, it squanders the time in a month where the days are the best of all days and the nights are the best of all nights. Too much sleep. Just because it is said in the hadith that even sleep in this month has reward, does not mean that you should excessively sleep. The point is that if even sleep contains reward, then imagine the rewards of ibadat. Wasting night. A thief that steals the most valuable time from you. This thief is responsible for turning you away from Salatul Layl, Istighfar and Tawbah, and the reading of specific du'as in the month of Ramadan and recitation of the Quran. Stinginess. Give sadaqah, iftar, and help the orphans. Give iftar even if it is half a day or a sip of water, so Allah will forgive your past sins. Gatherings without zikr of Allah. This thief causes deep regret on the day of judgment. Helping parents. Whoever in this month does good towards their relatives, Allah connects them with his mercy on the day of judgment. Always be cheerful with your mother and father and serve them as much as you can. Bad akhlaq. Fasting is not just refraining from food and drink, but eyes, ears, tongue, and all parts of body should also be fasting. Stay away from lying, backbiting, cursing, suspicion, etc. So be careful of the thieves on this blessed month of Ramadan. Oh Allah, make this the best month of us so far. Ameen.
Ameen. Ameen. Well done.
Bye.
Next, we'll move on to Bushra Anam, please.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. My name is Bushra and today I will be talking about Ramadan and a few points on it. My first point will be a reward like no other. Fasting is an intimate act of worship that cannot be perceived or measured except by Allah. Thus, Allah promises to reward it accordingly. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, "Every good deed of Adam's son is for him except fasting. It is for me, and I shall reward the fasting person for it. Verily, the smell of the mouth of a fasting person is better to Allah than the smell of musk." My second point is, do not be discouraged. When reading the midway point of Ramadan, many people get disheartened because they have not been able to achieve some of the goals they have set for themselves. However, no well-intended efforts will go in vain. As long as we are sincere and consistent in the obligatory acts of worship, we could still hope for Allah's reward. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, "A Bedouin came to the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, and he said, 'O Messenger of Allah, show me a deed by which I may enter the paradise.' The Prophet said, 'Worship Allah and never associate anything with him. Establish the prescribed prayers, give the obligatory charity, and fast of the month of Ramadan.' The man said, 'By him in whose hands is my soul, I will never add anything to it, nor will I lessen anything from it.' When the man turned his back, the Prophet said, 'Whoever is pleased to see a man from the people of paradise should look to him.'" This hadith was from Bukhari. In another narration, Amr ibn Murrah, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, "A man came to the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, and he said, 'O Messenger of Allah, What do you think if I testify there is no God but Allah and you are the messenger of Allah? I perform the five prayers. I pay the obligatory alms. I fast the month of Ramadan and stand for prayer in it. Among whom will I be? The Prophet said, among the truthful and the martyrs. This hadith is from Sahih Ibn Hibban. My third point will be the gift that keeps on giving. Ramadan is not only about fasting, praying, and reading the Quran, but it's also about thinking about the less fortunate. Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, said, the best charity is that given in Ramadan. This hadith is from Al-Tirmidhi. Considering that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said that even a smile could be charity, this is a good deed that we could easily achieve during this month. So while we are fasting this month, let us make sure to smile at everyone we meet. Inshallah, it will be counted as charity along with anything else given for the sake of Allah. My fourth point is pray hard. There is a great reward for standing in prayer during the month of Ramadan. Human beings are flawed. Consequently, we are guilty of committing sins throughout the year. The month of Ramadan is an opportunity to be cleansed of our bad deeds, so we can start fresh. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, whoever stands in prayer during Ramadan due to faith and seeking reward, his previous sins will be forgiven. This hadith was from Bukhari. My final point is extra credit. Ramadan provides us with a unique opportunity to finish the month strong. By seeking Laylatul Qadr, or the Night of Power, in the last 10 nights, worshippers can earn the ultimate prize. Even making the sincere intention to do so can be counted in their favor, inshallah. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, verily, this month has presented itself to you. There is a night within it that is better than 1,000 months. Whoever it deprived of it has been deprived of all good. None is deprived of its good, but that he is truly deprived. This hadith was from Sunan Ibn Majah. Jazakallah khair for listening. May Allah bless all of us to attain taqwa in the month of Ramadan. Ameen.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Well done. Well done, Bushra. Well done. Next, we'll move on to Sayyid Nehan, please.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum
I am going to be saying some hadith about Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in Ramadan the shayateen will be locked up in Jahannam and for the entire month the doors of mercy will be open. Allah says in the Quran in Surah Baqarah, شَهْرَ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنْزِلَ فِي الْقُرْآنَ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَةٍ مِّنْهُ مَنْ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانَ. Ramadan is in the month in which the Quran was revealed, a guidance for mankind and clear proofs of the guidance and the criterion of the wait. Wait, can I do it after? Something's happening with my thing.
Okay, yeah, no problem, no problem. I'll call your name later on, okay? Okay, let's move on to Rayan Sayyid, please.
Assalamu alaikum. So today I'm going to tell you the virtues of the night Laylatul Qadr, which is a night in the holy month of Quran. So Laylatul Qadr is also known as the Night of Power and is described as being superior to 1,000 months in terms of worship and blessings. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam and numerous angels descend to earth during this night with divine revelations and blessings. Various sayings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasize the importance of worship and charity during the Night of Power. We perform zikrullah during the whole night and offer 2 rak'ats of dugana prayer on this night as an obligatory thanksgiving after the Isha prayer in congregation. Overall, the Night of Power has a lot of spiritual significance and encourages believers to seize the opportunity for worship, repentance and seeking divine mercy from Allah. In 908 Hijri, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam received a message from Allah confirming that the night of power will be taking place on the 27th night of Ramadan. The Mahdaviya community believe with certainty that this date, that is definitely this date. A hadith to show the importance of Laylatul Qadr is one from Bukhari. When the Gimiya Sayyid Khunni radiallahu anhu said that during the night of glory, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam led two extra prayer cycles after the usual evening prayers. Afterwards, he recited a prayer asking to live, die, and be resurrected among the humble, seeking Allah's grace and mercy. I'd also like to say the last two ayats of Surah Baqarah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين صدق الله العظيم صدق رسول الله الكريم
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله well done well done well done next I'll move on to Izyan say it please
Assalamu alaikum everyone.
Walaikum
salam. Today I'll be going over some sources that show the importance of Ramadan and fasting. So first I'd like to say that in Surah Baqarah and 183, it said that, O you who believe, fasting is prescribed to you as it was prescribed to those before you, so that you may learn self-restraint. Another hadith is Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu related that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever fasts during Ramadan with faith and seeking his reward for Allah, will have his past sins forgiven. Whoever prays during the night in Ramadan with faith and seeking his reward from Allah will have his past sins forgiven. And he who passed Laylatul Qadr in prayer with faith and seeking his reward from Allah will have his past sins forgiven." Once in the month of Ramadan, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is narrated to have been traveling. His companions who were fasting were in difficulty, but Imam alayhi salam had gone ahead of the companions. The companions told each other, "We do not have the strength to continue fasting," and they suggested to give up fasting. However, they said they should consult the Imam alayhi salam first. Some others said that they did not have the strength to go to the Imam alayhi salam. One of them said, "I will go to the Imam." The companion told the Imam alayhi salam, "We have become very weak. We would break the fast if you permit." The Imam alayhi salam asked him to call the companions to come to him. They came and the Imam asked, "What is the matter?" The companions asked, "We have become very weak." And the Imam alayhi salam said, "You have become very weak for the sake of water. Did you ever become so weak for the talab e khuda, which means desire for Allah?" On listening to this question, the companion started crying. Then the Imam al-Islam resumed his journey and the companions did not break their fast. They continued their fast despite their hunger and thirst. This shows the importance of keeping your fast. Thank you.
JazakAllah khair. MashaAllah, Izyam. Well done.
MashaAllah.
Next, we'll move on to Sayyid Mehdi, please.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm going to be doing 10. I'm going to be doing 10 facts about Ramadan.
Yeah.
First fact. The lunar calendar is 11 days shorter than the typical Gregorian calendar, which English people use. That is, the ninth month brings Ramadan. Number two, the importance of Ramadan is that the first verse of the Quran, Surah 96, Ayah 1-8, were revealed in Ramadan. Number three, one third of the Quran is recited during every Tarawih prayer. This way, the entire Quran is completed in 29 to 30 days of Ramadan in Tarawih. Number four, the four main benefits of fasting for Muslims are A. They purify their body and souls and become spiritually closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. B. They feel more compassionate towards the less fortunate and underprivileged people. C. They become more grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what they already have. D. They build a sense of self-control and strengthen their willpower by resisting natural urges and temptation, such as hunger and thirst. Number five, the Arabic word for Ramadan is al-ramad, which means scorching heat or dryness. Number six, the people who may be excused from fasting are those who are physically or mentally ill, those who are traveling, or the elderly slash senile. Number seven, it's a sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to break a fast with dates. If dates are not available, then water can be used. Number nine, Muslims from all races, colours and ethnicity are obligated to fast during the month of Ramadan. If you cannot fast, you can give 1.662 kg of wheat, flour and rice, or you can give the equivalent in money. Can I read two rukus of Surah Yasin?
Yeah, sure. Please go ahead.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ياسين والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم تنزيل العزيز الرحيم لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون لقد حق القول على أكثرهم لا يؤمنون إنا جعلنا في أعناقهم أقلالا فهي إلى الأذقان فهم مقمهون وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون وَسَوَاءٌ عليهم أنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب وبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا آثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين واضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذ جاءها المرسلون إذ أرسلنا إليه بابنين فكذبوهما فعززنا بثالث فقالوا إنا إليكم مرسلون قالوا ما أنتم إلا بشر مثلنا وما أنزل الرحمن من شيء إن أنتم إلا تكذبون قالوا ربنا يعلم إنا إليكم لمرسلون وما علينا إلا البلاغ المبين قالوا إنا تطيرنا بكم لئن لم تنادوا لنرجمنكم وليمسنكم منا عذاب أليم قالوا طائركم معكم إن ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون وجاء من أقصى المدينة رجل يسعى قال يا قوم اتبعوا المرسلين اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم محددون وما لي لا أعبد الذي فطرني وإليه ترجعون أتخذ من دونه آلهة إن يردني الرحمن بضر لا تغني عني شفاعتهم شيئا ولا ينقذون إني إذا لفي ضلال مبين إني آمنت بربكم فاسمعوا قيل ادخل الجنة قال يا ليت قومي يعلمون بما غفر لي ربي وجعلني من المكرمين وما أنزلنا على قومه من بعده من جند من السماء وما كنا منزلين كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم خامدون يا حسرة على العباد ما يأتيهم من رسول إلا كانوا به يستهزئون ألم يروا قد أحلقنا قبلهم من القرون أنهم إليهم لا يرجعون وإن كلا لما جميع لدينا محضرون
ما شاء الله
صفحة and he whoever reads Surah Yasin in Ramadan, he gets the same reward as reading the Quran 10 times. Jazakallah for listening.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Well done, Sayyid Mehdi.
JazakAllah.
Next, we'll move on to Maryam Imran, please.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. Please go ahead, Maria.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله، well done مريم، ما شاء الله، good job.
الله ما شاء الله
ما شاء الله.
Next we'll move on to Fatir Muhammad, please.
السلام عليكم. Today I'll be talking about interesting facts about Ramadan.
وعليكم السلام.
Ramadan falls on the ninth lunar month in the Islamic calendar. The lunar calendar means the start of each month is based on various factors, such as the sighting of the moon. Therefore, like all Islamic months, the month of Ramadan rotates every year. The month of Ramadan is believed to be the month in which the Holy Quran was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as a guidance for all mankind. Ramadan is the month of fasting. Fasting is one of the five pillars of Islam. In between the hours of sunrise and sunset, fasting isn't just accomplished by abstaining from food and drink. It involves refraining from sinful acts such as cursing, lying, bad intention, and sexual relations, amongst many other things. These can negate the validity of a fast. The beginning of a fast is initiated with a dua or niyyah. Eating dates is a popular way to break the fast. It is said that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, used dates to break his fast with. But what is actually inside a date? The health benefits of dates are vast. They contain natural sugars, are high in fiber, and excellent for digestion, high in countless vitamins and nutrients, and so much more. Ramadan is an auspicious month for generosity and giving. The sawab for charity and benevolence in this month are immense. It is known as a month of humbleness and simplicity, and to remember those who are less fortunate than us. Many people choose to commit to Ramadan donations in this month. Some opt to contribute regularly, some dedicate their time to one of the many campaigns, and some volunteer to help in fundraising towards a good cause. Ramadan concludes with Eid al-Fitr, a celebration which follows the period of fasting. It is commonly known as a day of joy and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the strength in accomplishing the spiritual month. It is a day of gratitude, prayers, unity and happiness. For a large number of people, the day usually consists of attending the mosque, praying, visiting family and friends, exchanging gifts, giving to charity and a lot of eating. In effect, however, Ramadan isn't the same for everyone. There are people out there who observe Ramadan without the suhoor to begin their fast, nor the iftar to break it. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, Fatir, well done. Good job. Next, we'll move on to Sayyida Ikra, please.
I'm going to talk about Ramadan. Ramadan is the ninth lunar month of the Islamic calendar. Therefore, it takes place on different dates every year. During Ramadan, Muslims will fast from the dusk till dawn. Fasting is one of the five pillars of Islam. During Ramadan, people will give charity and help those less fortunate. Some people will read all of the Quran. The only people who accept from fasting are pregnant women and those who are illness. Ramadan concludes with Eid al-Fitr. Eid marks the end of fasting, and Ramadan around the world will gather with their families and friends, decorate their homes and enjoy
enjoy. Jazakallah, I finish.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, well done, Ikra. MashaAllah. So next, we'll move on to Samia Mehraj, please.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm going to recite Surah Duha.
MashaAllah, please go ahead.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يؤتيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. جزاك الله.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. Well done, Samia. Next we'll move on to Zoa Ahmed.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm going to be reciting Surah Nas. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. جزاك الله.
ما شاء الله. Next we'll move on to Muhammad Sabur. Sabur, please unmute your mic.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
Telling some facts about Ramadan. Number one, during the last 10 days of Ramadan, Muslims celebrate the Laylat al-Qadr, the holiest night of the year. It commemorates the night that the Quran was first revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Ramadan falls on the ninth lunar month in the Islamic calendar. The lunar calendar means the start of each month. It's based on various factors, such as the setting of the moon. Therefore, like all Islamic months, the month of Ramadan rotates every year.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, Sabur. Have you finished, Sabur?
Yes.
MashaAllah, well done, well done. So next we'll move on to Saida Sakina, please. Please unmute your mic and start.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
Assalamualaikum, dear brothers and sisters and Iman uncle. Today I'm going to talk about preparing and welcoming the holy month of Ramadan. Imagine someone really, really important is coming to visit you. Surely you would cook, clean, shop, prepare, and plan everything for them well ahead of time. You would make sure they are comfortable and well taken care of. You would ascertain that everything is perfectly ready and adequately in place before they arrive. Now imagine someone coming to visit you that is even more important than that, more precious and more valuable and more honorable. The month that brings the fragrance of Jannah and the sweetness of Iman, the tears of Tawbah and the forgiveness of your Lord. And it's bringing with it a night that is equivalent in worship and reward to more than 1,000 months. Wouldn't you want to prepare for that? So what do? Prepare yourself mentally, physically, emotionally and spiritually for this great month. Be really excited for this upcoming month and absolutely determined to do your utmost best and exert yourself for this magnificent month of your forgiveness and mercy from your Lord. Race with one another and compete with each other for it. After all, this is the time when the gates of Jannah are all open, wide open, and the gates of Jahannam are closed. The next thing to do is purify your niyas from now. You're going to fast because it's the order of Allah and not because it is the culture of your family does so, or even because you want to lose weight. Fasting is a deed absolutely loved by Allah and you want to please Him. Have the full intention from now to read as much of the Quran as you can. Love the Quran. Build a close relationship with it. Realize that these are the words of your Lord and words that will take you to Jannah, which is your ultimate goal. Don't just read it with your eyes. Read it with your heart. Don't be in a rush to quickly finish reading. Rather, take your time to ponder over the words and understand the meanings. Don't think, when am I going to finish this surah? Rather ask, when am I going to implement this in my life? Prepare yourself to do plenty of sujood, long drawn out sujood in Taraweeh and Tahajjud. Feel close to your Rabb when you do that sajda. Realize that this is the most honorable position for you, placing the thing that values most, your head on the ground, humbled before your Creator. You are the slave and He is the ultimate master. Resolve for today to make a lot of dua. Make a dua list and prepare from it now. When you sit down to break your fast, or when you stand in front of your Creator in Salah, in Taraweeh or in the middle of the night, or any time during the night or day, spread out those hands and ask Al-Karim, the most generous, the ones who gives to all, one and to all. Make sincere, heartfelt dua whenever and wherever you can. Don't forget to be thankful to the one who gave you everything. To conclude, think positive and have firm resolve. Give it all you have and set your goals at the highest. Don't settle for anything less than Jannah. Strive with all your effort to do your best so that this will be an amazing, awe-inspiring, heart-stopping experience of a lifetime. Your best Ramadan ever, and Allah knows best. Happy Ramadan in advance to everyone.
Thank you. Well done, well done.
Excuse me, I have more to read. Can I say?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Ramadan is an auspicious month for generosity and giving. The sawab for charity and benevolence in this month are immense. It is known as a month of humbleness and simplicity. And to remember those who are less fortunate than us. Many people choose to commit to Ramadan donations in this month, some up to contribute regularly. Some dedicate their time to one of the many campaigns, and some volunteer to help in fundraising towards a good cause. However, Ramadan isn't the same for everyone. There are people out there who observe Ramadan without suhoor to begin their fast, nor the iftar to break it. Ramadan concludes with Eid al-Fitr and celebration, which follows the period of fasting. It's commonly known as the Day of Joy and thanking Allah for the strength in accomplishing the spiritual month. It is a day of gratitude, prayers, unity, and happiness. For a large number of people, the day usually consists of attending the mosque, praying, visiting family and friends, exchanging gifts, giving to charity, and a lot of eating. I'm finished.
Well done, Sabur. Thank you. Well done. Next, we'll move on to Sayyid Nehan.
Assalamu alaikum. Today I am going to be saying hadith about Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in Ramadan, the shayateen will be locked up in Jahannam for the entire month and the doors of mercy will be wide open. So this means that there won't be any shaitan to make us do bad deeds. As well as this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that in the holy month of Ramadan, you will get 10 rewards for every letter you read. So imagine how many rewards you will get if you finish an entire Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if someone fasts the entire 30 days and 6 days of Shawwal, that would be equal to fasting the entire year. Allah says in the Quran in Surah Baqarah, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل في القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. رمضان is the month in which the Quran was revealed, a guidance for mankind, and clear proof of the guidance and the criterion between right and wrong. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu said that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to open his fast before performing salah with some fresh dates. If there were not any fresh dates, then with some dry dates. And if there were no dry dates, then he would drink a few sips of water. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Well done, Neha. Did I miss anyone out, or I have called everyone? Is anyone left there? Because there were a few who joined later. Okay, I don't think so. So, yeah. Thank you so much, guys. It was one of the best sessions we had so far. Everybody recited and shared their hadith and all very, very well. MashaAllah, well done to all. Now, I would like to invite our guest, Abdus Samad Bhai, to share thoughts share his thoughts regarding the session. So Samad Bhai, if you want to say something, please unmute.
Jazakallah khair, Imran Bhai. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmani Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Please. Okay. Please unmute. Please mute your mics and let the guest speak. Thank you. Please, somebody, go ahead.
Yeah, JazakAllah. First, I would like to thank Allah Subhanahu wa Taala for letting me attend this program by Madhavia Welfare Society as a guest. I'm honored to attend this program. It was my absolute pleasure to attend this program, to see and hear these talented kids recite surahs and share the importance of the month of Ramadan. The work Madhavia Welfare Society is doing is very commendable. It's not easy to run an organization, especially to do this besides your daily activities, your family life, your work life. It is very commendable. And to do this work as fi sabilillah for the community, it is very honorable work that you guys are doing. And I'm very delighted to see we have a community that is in London that is doing this. And as far as Madhavia Foundation, we are trying to do the same thing that what you Madhavia Welfare Society is doing as well too.
MashaAllah.
And I would love to work with you guys in future programs,
MashaAllah.
You know, to highlight all the talent that you guys have, and it would be our absolute pleasure to do this. And again, I want to thank everybody to listening to me. I'm not going to take much of your time. I know it's Sunday. Everybody wants to go and do their stuff. We all have stuff to do. So we get our weekends to do our daily activities because everybody's busy in their daily life. Jazakallah khair again to Imran Bhai and Azhar Bhai for inviting me. It was, again, my absolute pleasure to hear these talented kids recite about all the surahs and highlight the importance of Ramadan, and hope we all incorporate all these teachings in our daily life going forward. Jazakallah khair.
Thank you. Thank you, Samadhi. Samadhi, please don't leave the meeting. Just stay in the meeting, please. Before I pass the dice to Azhar Bhai, is there anyone, any kid who wants to say something or share something? I think Mehdi, Sayyid Mehdi was going to say something.
No, I haven't.
Okay. Azhar Bhai, do you want to say something? Please unmute.
Thank you very much, Imran, for, you know, as usual, again, I've been it's kind of like repeated for me to say, you know, that you conduct the session in a most professional manner, you know, and you did again today. Thank you very much for that one. And I would like to thank our guest, Brother Abdul Samad, you know, for joining today. And from his words, I hope that he enjoyed this session. And as he said, that he is looking forward to work with us. And we as well, inshallah, you know, as I mentioned in my last briefing, that we want to grow this session and want to see how talented our kids are, wherever they are. So inshallah, moving forward, we will work towards it and see how the things work out. May Allah, you know, give us the opportunity, you know, to do something for the community. And lastly, you know, as Imran already said, this was the best session we had. Alhamdulillah, you know, yes, there's no doubt about this, that we had one of the best sessions today. Alhamdulillah, so many kids, they joined us. It's all down to the kids and their parents for motivating it. Please, as always, I request again, parents, you know, to motivate your children and please spread the word, you know, to your friends and other families that this is the session we have started to show the talent of our children, because our children don't get the opportunity to show their talent. So we are trying to provide a platform so that our children can showcase their talent, which they did it today. Alhamdulillah, mashallah. And I'm confident there are so many out there as well, children who had got similar talent like what we had, the kids had. So please spread the word, other children can join as well in future sessions. And Jazakallah khair for everyone for joining. Once again, Jazakallah khair, Brother Samad and Brother Imran, for giving me the opportunity to speak. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Azabe. Thanks to you as well, because you're doing hard work as well for getting people on board, making calls and requesting them to join the session. So well done, Azabe. So guys, I think we have finished our session now. For next session, I think it's going to be after Ramadan now. So it's going to be in Rajab. So Shawwal, sorry. So the next session is going to be in Shawwal, which is after Ramadan. So I wish all of you a happy Ramadan, right? Please make dua for all of our brothers and sisters, right? Keep, make sure you do all the good works in Ramadan, inshallah. And don't trouble your parents. And keep fasting, whoever is eligible to fast, inshallah. So I'll see you all after Ramadan. Thank you so much, guys. And I would like to, Samad bhai, can you please stay before you?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you, guys. You can all leave now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
ये अजमत आईफोन जो है वो मेहदविया फाउंडेशन के प्रेसिडेंट है फिलहाल, मैं उनको इनवाइट करा था।
अच्छा माशाल्लाह। अरे बोलते तो हम उनको भी बोलते थे, मौका देते थे। जुबेर भाई आप भी रहिए प्लीज, होना है तो रह सकते, स्टे कर सकते हैं। और कौन है बाकी?
अस्सलाम वालेकुम समद भाई।
वालेकुम सलाम, खैरियत भाई?
समद भाई हमारे सोसाइटी के मीडिया कोऑर्डिनेटर है और ये आईटी का भी, वेबसाइट का भी वर्क देख लेते हैं माशाल्लाह।
जी मैं अच्छी तरह पहचान तो दूबे भाई।
अच्छा
इम्पोर्टेंट मेंबर
है भाई, वैसे भी हमारे
इम्पोर्टेंट मेंबर है, बैकबोन है।
अरे अजहर भाई, रहने दीजिए, समझ भाई से तुम्हारे छोटे भाई के जो है बहने ही है ने?
अच्छा माशाल्लाह,
टाड़ू है?
टाड़ू, सॉरी भाई, नहीं ये वाइफ के सिस्टर के हस्बैंड।